going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Now we're ready. Michael King joins the program. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How is lovely Detroit this fine morning?
I was just saying, this is the best weather I've experienced in Detroit in my entire career.
It looked beautiful. Yesterday looked like a stunning day. Nicky P out on the mound, just absolutely shoving, was a really, really nice win for you guys.
Yeah, what could be better? I mean, it was beautiful weather, and I mean, Pavetta's been dominating the whole year, so it's almost expected now.
You know, it's funny. I was watching Jack Flaherty last night too, and he threw really, really well. His performance reminded me of yours the other night, like dominating, striking out guys, putting the ball where you want. One bad pitch, and you're like, "Oh, all right." That's not a great feeling. I know that you did not like that at all.
Yeah, no, that's never fun. I mean, his was early, so it almost isn't as heartbreaking.
That's not as bad.
Yeah, when you're up 2-0 and you have a 2-run bomb to end your outing, it's not fun.
So what is Nick Pivetta like as a teammate? Because to watch him we interviewed him at spring training, really nice guy, really calm. On the mound, a different story. Stalks the mound a little bit. He's verbal, he's vociferous, he's all of those things, Michael. what is he like on game day when it's start day for Nicky P?
You know, I was honestly disappointed because obviously I've seen the exact same thing as you. And I wanted him to be the type that, like, doesn't talk to anybody on game day or, like, is that type of guy in the locker room the whole time. And he's just his normal self, but then flips a switch when he actually gets out there on the mound. So, I mean, ultra competitor and hated to play against him. But in the clubhouse, he's the same very nice, very goofy guy that we all know and love.
Be honest with me, Michael King. Is the guy on start day that's like, don't talk to me, get away from me, that's sucking down Red Bull, is it kind of annoying? I heard stories about super intense hitters, right, that would, after every ground out or K, they would come back, they'd slam their bats, they'd throw their helmets. That stuff wears on teammates after 162, does it not?
I guess it depends on how you look at it. I choose to look at it like that's what he thinks is going to make him have his success. And so then I just like to laugh at it. That's my favorite part. I've obviously had those teammates before, and it then just becomes my treat on their day to just observe and see how they act.
Observe and report. No, it's funny. And I think, you know, hitters, you get 500 ABs a season. Like, you got to be able to flush it and move on. Pitchers are different. You only get to throw every 5 days. So if it doesn't go well, it's something that you have to sit with until your next start.
Yeah, I definitely think it's harder as a hitter, or at least more exhausting as a hitter. But as a starter, and I think that's just the culture that we've created here. It's like, yeah, when you have a bad outing, we have the four other guys in the rotation and Ruben and the coaching staff to pitch you out of that. And it's a great culture to, yeah, you sulk in it for a little bit, but then you figure out what you got to do better and make those adjustments.
Talking to Padres pitcher Michael King here on Ben and Woods this morning. And thanks so much for the time on a game day. I know you guys got stuff that you do. What do you do between starts? Like, what does today look like for you?
Today's actually pretty light. Yesterday was my bullpen day. So yesterday was the heavy upper body lift and bullpen and arm care. And then today will just be some build-ups, 60-yard build-ups in terms of sprints. And then light-ish throwing, 90-120. Just kind of feel the mechanics that I've been trying to ingrain the last few days and make sure I have the confidence going into my next one.
And, yeah, you'll be taking on Tampa Bay when you guys get back to Petco. You've thrown so well here, Michael. You've thrown so well since you become a San Diego Padre. And I know you and your wife are expecting it's your first baby, right? Do you know the sex of the baby yet?
We are not finding out. That was my wife's doing, and she's the crazy one.
Does that make you insane?
It makes me insane when I'm in the appointment. And we're doing our the scans, and we're looking at the baby, and they say, "Okay, look away," because they're checking something in the area. And I so badly just want to look to see if I can see anything. But even all the other guys on the team that have kids say it's like almost impossible to realize what you're looking at in those scans.
It's true.
But I'm like, and then I keep calling. What do you call the baby right now? You know, I don't want to call it an it. I don't want to call them.
It's right.
I want it to be him or her, so then I have to say him or her every time. So it's definitely a challenge, but I'm going to be very excited when that baby comes out, just because it'll be a true surprise.
Well, like, parenting's hard enough without not planning for what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty much a challenge every minute for the rest of your life. And then you're like, you're thrown into the fire immediately. And now you're thrown into the fire. Oh, this is how I'm a dad to a girl. This is what I need to do if it's a boy. Like, you tell Sheila that, I don't think it's going to cut through, but it's hard enough at this point. And, no, I'm really excited for you guys. What's the expected date?
It probably mid-July.
Okay.
Because she's type 1 diabetic, she actually can't go past 38 weeks. So it's a little bit different of like a normal due date. So we're just saying mid-July.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's awesome, man. I'm so happy for you guys. See your guys' pictures and living it up right now in that moment. And it all changes, right? When they come out and you hold them in your arms for the first time, there's truly nothing like it. It really puts things in perspective. When you're a parent, you're like, all right, like my job is really cool and there's a lot to worry about, but this is like the greatest thing ever. I'm really stoked for you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, everything I've heard is you almost gain a whole new respect for your wife too after
big
they're
time.
Pushing that thing out. It's just like they end up they're your superhero after that.
They absolutely are, and you feel a little bit unnecessary for about 6 months, and don't take it personally because that's just the way that that parenthood goes. And I don't know if you know this, Michael, but San Diego's a pretty great place to raise a family.
I can't wait.
And don't read anything into that other than, you know, would like to have you guys and the King family here for a long time. It's always that tricky subject. You're pitching on the last year of your deal. I think you know how Padres fans feel about you right now. I know that that gives you a lot of leverage with the way that you've pitched, too. Have you guys discussed anything? Probably not in the season, but is that something that you're willing to entertain?
Of course. I mean, yeah, obviously, we love San Diego. And yes, I do feel that love from the fans. So it definitely adds to it. But yeah, we have not had any discussions. But obviously, I've had an incredible time here in San Diego. So it's definitely at the top of the list.
Well, just so you know, the New York media is already trying to bring you back to New York. I've seen your name mentioned by – I won't mention his name because he gets really mad when you mention his name. But they're trying to get you back. I think this hot start – by the San Diego Padres, best record in baseball, tied with the Mets. You know, I think it has, I don't want to say it surprised a lot of people, but it's certainly twisted a lot of narratives, Michael, about, well, you know what, they'll probably unload this guy and that guy at the deadline, and they'll be out of it. And to watch you guys come out of the chute like you have has been incredible, especially with everybody that's been banged up so far.
I was going to say, it's a testament to the depth that we have with the injuries. But I also think there were definitely some question marks in our starting rotation, obviously with Joe and Darvish not in it. And then even Waldron, who was huge for us last year on the shelf right now. So, and that's like Vasquez has been great. Pivetta has been one of the best pitchers in baseball and Hart today. We got a really, really good, culture that we're building there. And then we're just building off the winning culture that we had from last year. So it's, we're adding the right pieces. We have a great team chemistry, and I know you guys know this, but it is crazy how many more wins you get when you just have a good culture.
You know, it's something we talked about before you got here, actually. We talked about it on the show. We've been a show for 7 years, and we've seen all kinds of different clubhouses. And, you know, we saw some that didn't feel right. We saw, obviously, the one last year that definitely felt right, and the one so far this year that has looked great. The carryover has been staggering, and I think I missed it, you know, as a media pundit. I really did. And I think, you know, I thought, well, that season ended. You know, we got some new guys coming in. The fact that you guys have all just kind of picked up where you left off, how much has to do with, oh, look, there's Fritzy, he's back. Oh, look, there's Ruben, he's back. There's Macias, he's back. There's Leeper. Like, all these guys, it's the same faces. How important is that to big leaguers?
It's huge. I know Schilty talked about that in the offseason, was trying to keep the same core group of guys, and that's staff and players. And it's a comforting aspect, but it's also just your routine that you get in. They know that, and they know what is going to make you tick and what you need to work on. And so now the cold streaks become a lot shorter when you got guys around you that know exactly what to do to get you back to your norm. So I think the Schilty's done a great job maintaining all the same faces. And then obviously you got the leadership of the players, and having those core group still here, whether it's even Joe that's not going to pitch this year and he comes on every road trip and is working his ass off in his rehab, it's really nice to see. And he's involved in every pitchers meeting that we have. It's really good to just keep these veterans around, to make sure that we're staying on the same path. And it's been really fun.
Talking to Michael King this morning, Padres ace joining us from Detroit. Got some daytime baseball for you guys this morning. Michael, Monday night, very scary situation early in
Sunday.
That game.
Mm.
Sunday night. Scary, scary moment with Luis Rise there to like start the game. No, second batter of the night. I know you weren't in the game. I know you're not a position player, but you're part of that team. You're in that dugout. What is the mentality like? How do you stay focused on the game moving forward from that? I know you have to just, the show goes on, I guess, is the saying. But how do you stay locked in as a player, whether you're in the game, whether you're watching the game and observing and taking notes and all of that? What is that like when you have a scary, scary situation that you don't see too often in baseball?
It's really scary and very hard to lock back in or flip that switch back on. For me, it's obviously I'm locked into the game, but I'm asking the trainers almost every inning to see if we have any update. And as soon as we got updates, it spread like wildfire throughout the team to know that all of his tests were negative and he was looking good. So I'm thankful that I wasn't playing, because I think that's really tough and shows the determination of our team to still go out there and win, because that's exactly what Louis would have wanted us to do. His personality obviously is a huge one in our clubhouse. And then it was just going out there and playing baseball. So very thankful that he's all good. I can't wait to see him in San Diego he'll be a great addition back to the team once he's ready to go.
He's unreal. I mean, it's I've interviewed, I think, everybody on the team almost, and that's the one that made me the most nervous. I think I was the most starstruck meeting Luis Arraez. I mean, he does what is just so hard to do, and he makes it look easy, Michael. And did he really walk back in the clubhouse at the end of the game?
Yeah, I wanted to know what that moment was like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we had no idea. I think he thought he was going to get on our flight with us to Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, crazy. He's still in full uniform as he walks back in, and is the same smiley, joking self that he is. So it was very refreshing to see him totally fine walking into that locker room.
Well, man, I know you guys got a game to play. Thank you so much. Good luck in your next start. Certainly, we'll be rooting for you guys today, and I really wish a happy flight back from Detroit today. Michael King, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. That is the great Michael King. I could talk to that guy all day long.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.